This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2v2 podcast. Danny, Dave, and Steve, you are awesome!
Welcome to 2BT's coverage of Star Wars Celebration Chicago with your hosts, David, Ashley, and Mary Ann.
Baby, don't you wanna go? Come on. Baby, don't you wanna go? Back to that same old place.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. Oh yeah, that goes with the thingamajigger, the Ranco. Check, hey, there we go. That's what I was needing, a little bit of that right there. Wow. All right, Bobby. We're just going to leave all that in there. I'm just going to say devil with it.
To the devil.
To the devil with it. The devil. To the devil with it. Oh,
dude.
I'm tired, man. You're still tired.
You should be.
I am.
You had quite an adventure.
Dude, it was like, an adventure to a galaxy far, far away, man. Like, Celebration is an amazing thing. It's a lot of fun. And I always say that whoever is just even a little bit of a Star Wars fan, like, you gotta go sometime and experience it, which they already announced the next one's gonna be next year.
Anaheim
2020. Like, they usually wait 2 years, and this is kind of bugging me just a little bit. Like, just because, like, Celebration is not an annual, I mean, it's an annual convention, but it's not an every year annual convention. Like, it's never been an every year annual convention. They've done it like every 3 years or every 2 years or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the first one was in 1999. It coincided with the release of The Phantom Menace. Mm-hmm. So it was like celebrating two things this time. It was celebrating 20 years of Celebration, but it was also celebrating 20 years of The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
But also next year, I'm guessing the only reason why they're doing it next year is because it's going to be the 40 years of Empire Strikes Back,
which makes sense.
Yeah. Which will make you feel old, because I remember seeing Empire Strikes Back in the movie theater.
Same here.
It was my first movie I saw in the movie theater.
Well, we are old.
Yeah.
I mean, as my oldest daughter likes to remind me.
Yeah. I was rounding up for a little while, but I'm sticking by my 42 for right now. I'm not quite yet 43. I'm getting there, but not quite yet 43. I'm sticking by my 42 for right now.
Once you hit about 35, it really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
In my experience so far, it's just like, it's all just one big blur. One big blur.
Pretty much. I've just gotten to the point now to where it's like, yeah, I don't care. I've been at the I don't care stage for quite a while, but, you know, I think it's getting worse in my old age, where it's like, yeah.
I've been dealing with, we've got a lot to talk about, but I've been dealing with things that are from our generation, and we'll bring it up. I'll bring it up, something. I'm talking about something about Denzel Washington. My oldest daughter had to pick up something to do, a monologue for a theater class.
Oh, really?
I was like, you should do something for Training Day. Denzel Washington. I'm like, she says, I'm not sure if I know who that is.
Oh, what the?
And I'm like, Denzel Washington, he's been one of the greatest, he's like one of the top-notch actors of the last 20 or so years. Oh, 20 years, huh? Oh, okay. Yeah. She's like, that's cute, or something. Like, anything that's beyond her lifespan
yeah.
is so antiquated, it's not worth
out of date and just not worth it.
So Star Wars is right in there with it,
too. Yeah.
But she does actually enjoy, she's enjoyed going to see the new movies.
Okay. And watching them. And see, then maybe she should pick something from like Ray. I can't think of any.
To contradict herself, maybe it's just because she is lazy or maybe because she just wanted to make my wife happy. We just watched Good Will Hunting with her a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife suggested, and you can't use a lot from that movie because of the language.
Yeah.
But the little scene in the bar where he's confronting the graduate student.
Oh,
Gordon Wood. Yeah, that's from page 325. Next year, you're going to read another book and you're going to say this, and then you're going to go on and do this. At least I'll have an original idea sometime in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a number. How about them apples?
Yeah,
that part. Oh, yeah. That's a good scene, though. I always like that one. I always like the what is it, Good Will Hunting 2, Hunting Season or whatever, from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
Good times.
So you've been to Chicago.
I've been to Chicago.
Anaheim, Chicago, Orlando.
Yeah.
Those are the only three places they've had celebrations, right?
No. They started off, the first one was in Denver, and then they did two in Indianapolis. They did Celebration 2, and which those coincided with the releases of Episode 2 and Episode 3. So Celebration 2 and 3 coincided with the releases of the movies.
But you've been to ones in...
I've been to ones... I went to Celebration 5, which was in Orlando.
Okay.
I went to Celebration 6, which was in Orlando. Went to Celebration... what should have been considered Celebration 7, but then they started just calling them by their city name. Mm-hmm. And so they started calling it Celebration Anaheim. And so, of course, that was in Anaheim, and that was 2015. Then in 2017, back to Orlando, and then 2019 in Chicago, and then 2020 is going to be back in Anaheim. And I feel like, I don't know if I'm hitting the nail on the head here, but I have a feeling that they're going to start doing this kind of round-robin thing of Anaheim, Orlando, and maybe Chicago, so that way they can hit West Coast, East Coast, Central United States.
And it makes it, like, some people travel situations harder for people from the East Coast to get to the West Coast, and so...
And I'll be honest right now, I don't have anything against the West Coast, but I don't like traveling to the West Coast, because it's such a time change, man, and it just totally screws me up so much. That two-hour time difference throws me off, man. Like, I'm waking up, you know, my normal day starts at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I got to wake up to start getting ready to go to work. Well, 5 o'clock in the morning here, it's 3 o'clock in the morning there. So I'd go out there and I'm waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, yeah, let's go start the day. Oh crap. It's only three. What am I going to do? So like, it just kind of sucks. And then
it's hard when you get home. I got a question for you.
All right. So, what's up?
Chicago, Anaheim, Orlando, if they were each a site in Star Wars universe, where would they? What would they be?
Oh man, okay, so Chicago would probably be Mos Eisley, even though like the terrain around it doesn't really fit, since it's like a giant lake right there, but it's the hive of scum and villainy.
That's what I expected you to say, something like that.
I love Chicago, don't get me wrong, but man, like, you got to watch yourself there. I will say that much. Like, you know, there's points and times in that city where you're like, yeah, I don't really feel safe. I need to probably go to a different area. Mm-hmm. You know, found that real quick whenever we wandered off from the convention center one day and wanted to go. It was Saturday, and like, I've got a stress fracture in my left foot. And so Saturday, my foot was super pissed off and swollen and all like this type of stuff. And we're like, let's just do an easy day, man. We'll go to Celebration for a little bit and then we'll take off and kind of like hang out for the rest of the day. So we were at Celebration until about like 1 o'clock. It was actually probably about more like 3 o'clock. We left and we went and got lunch at Harold's Chicken, Harold's Fried Chicken. It's a really good fried chicken place in Chicago. Well, anyways, not realizing the neighborhood that the McCormick Center's in, like, it's more south, southern Chicago and stuff like that. And so we wandered about 2.5, maybe 3 blocks away from the convention center, and like, of course, you go into this Harold's, and it's all bulletproof glass and all like this type of good stuff. And I didn't really feel uncomfortable, but it was like one of those things where it's like probably not a good area to linger around in or whatever, you know. And then after that, we went up to Jackson, went up Jackson Street to just, I think it was a corner of Jackson and State Street, and got some Garrett's popcorn, dude, and it was pretty amazing.
Really?
Oh yeah, Garrett's popcorn was just on point, dude. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I ate very well in Chicago, I can tell you that much. As you saw, I didn't send you the pictures of Kuma's Corner, the burgers or anything. I don't take pictures of my food now.
Well,
I
you're not one of those food.
I'm not a food pitcher person guy. Like my buddy Ashley.
But I really wanted to see what, because you said that was like one of your favorite places.
Oh yeah. Like, well, Tuesday, we got in town on Tuesday. Got in town on Tuesday and we, the hotel, we got there, we flew, our flight landed at like, I think it was like 9:50 or something like that. So we get to the hotel, it's about like 11 because we had the smallest Uber ever. Like we were all crammed into this dude's Subaru Geotech or something like that, which is like a hatchback. Well, not necessarily a hatchback, but like a small SUV, like a CUV, I guess is what they call them, or compact utility vehicles. But he had his back end all full of crap, basically. So we were all crammed into this little Subaru Geotech. I was sitting in the front seat with my knees in the dashboard and my backpack and all like this type of stuff in my lap. And he's like, I can't see up to my meters. And I was like, I can't freaking go anywhere, dude. Like, you picked this up from the airport. You should have known that whenever you were picking people up from the airport, maybe you should have your back end cleaned out.
Yeah.
You know? Just saying, people at the airport might have baggage. I don't know. It's a strange concept.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we get to the hotel. Couldn't check in yet, but they've, you know, most hotels have a little place where you can drop off your luggage until you can check in and all like this type of stuff. So we were just right up the, seriously, just like maybe 3-4 blocks away from the Navy Pier, which, if you've ever been to Chicago and somebody's like, hey, let's go check out the Navy Pier. If you don't have anything else to do, go do it.
Yeah.
The Navy Pier is not that special.
No.
It's not really. We went to the Navy Pier. We rode the Ferris wheel. And then we went and ate at Harry Carey's. Now, Harry Carey's was pretty awesome. Now, it was pretty good, dude. Like, we had smoked chicken myself with, like, it was so good. I will say, their smoked chicken was freaking, it was the real deal. Like, it was good barbecue chicken. Right. The barbecue sauce, on the other hand, it was supposed to have been, like, a spicy barbecue sauce. It wasn't spicy. It was Have you ever had the Rudy Sissy sauce?
I don't think so.
Okay. There's no spice to it whatsoever.
Okay.
It's just like regular barbecue sauce. It's a little bit sweet and just blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. That's how their spicy barbecue sauce was. I was like, oh, okay. But it was good sauce, but don't try to church it up and tell me that it's spicy where there's no spiciness to it. Is what I'm trying to say. But dude, their macaroni and cheese, it was like this, bacon something or other, macaroni and cheese. It was great. Oh my god, I could have made a meal off that myself. Just played fat kid and just dove head first into some freaking macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
but here's the kicker. So here was my meal. It was a smoked, half of a smoked chicken, right? So it's a leg, a breast, half of, or a leg, a thigh, a half of a breast, you know, the one side of the breast, and a wing, right?
Yeah.
The macaroni and cheese and pickles. They were sweet pickles, though, man.
Hmm.
The bread and butter pickles. Like, it totally threw me off. Like, I'm like, yeah, pickles with my barbecue. And pop one in my mouth. I was just, what?
It threw you off.
What is this? Like, it was weird, dude. Because I'm used to, like, the dill pickle with with the barbecue. So, anyways. So, we leave there. We went to Graceland Cemetery. We leave there. We're able to go check into our room.
Yeah.
So, we go check into our room. Kind of get things stowed away, and then we go check out Graceland Cemetery. The Uber driver, like, the best thing that he did for us, he was like, well, today is a nice day. You need to go see city today because it's nice. It's not snowing. It's not cold. Yeah. We're like, all right, cool. So we go over to Graceland Cemetery. One of the coolest things did on the whole entire vacation, man. Like, it was way wicked neat.
You shared some really cool pictures of some monuments there. It's just, it's really weird going to cemetery for sightseeing, but I've done it in New Orleans. I've done it in London. And it's amazing. Some of the artwork you can see in a the cemetery.
Yeah, the monuments that these people have built. Like there was one, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he basically kind of like invented the idea of like the credit card or whatever. And like it was, he was part of the Marshall Fields Company or whatnot. I can't remember what it started with, the P, and I can't remember it, but he's got this like huge Corinthian columns, like this giant, I won't even call it a monolith. It's looks like I can't think it's the Parthenon, like a big Greek building.
Yeah.
And then the two plinths where the, like, him and his wife's tombs are basically right there, just encased in this on like this island in the middle of Graceland Cemetery. It's like insane. Alan Pinkerton, the original Pinkerton, the guy who started the Pinkertons, like his.
He's buried there.
Yeah, he's buried there. Ernie
what
Banks.
What was the saying on Pinkerton's grave?
Oh, what was it?
A friend to. Always a friend to honesty.
A friend to honesty and a foe to. What was it? Let me pull it up real fast. Because I can get that real quick. It's because that was one of my. I'm surprised I can't remember because it was like one of my favorite things that I read while we were there. Just seemed like a really, really neat. Oh, here it is. Devoting himself to a generation or a friend to honesty and a foe to crime. That's what it was. It's like a superhero tagline almost, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Easily could be.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder if Stan Lee came up with it for him or whatever.
I know Stan Lee was old. I don't think he was that old.
I don't think he was that old either. But yeah, man, Alan Pinkerton, of course, like, you know, if you read the Dresden Files, there's a few things in the Dresden Files that happens at Graceland. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to go, because Inez and Eternal Silence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just cool, man. All the mausoleums, like I said, Ernie Banks, there was just a lot of history in that place. And then after that, we went and did the Willis Tower. And Willis Tower, a.k.a. Sears Tower, used to be called Sears Tower, now it's called Willis Tower. Yeah, the picture from the ledge.
Yeah, that's an awesome picture.
Yeah, well, I told him, I was like, let's all make it look like we're falling, because everybody's up there doing like all this other stuff, like doing like jumping and smiling and all like this, and I was like, let's make it look like we're falling. I was mm-hmm. like, if anybody's gonna step up there and then all of a sudden that glass cage falls off the side of the building, it's gonna be us. So let's just so. It's kind of funny because I actually elbowed Marianne in like the face when we went to go to take that picture. So it was like,
she's like, oh, yeah, looks exactly. Like it should be an album cover.
right? It was good times. But anyways, so we do that. That concluded day one. Day two, we did the Field Museum and Shedd Aquarium. And then the coldest blasted baseball game I've ever been to in my entire life, because mm-hmm. Wednesday is we got a bunch of. We actually got hailed on from whenever we walked from, because the Field Museum and the Shedd Aquarium are right next door to one another. And so we were just like, we'll go over to the Field Museum and then we'll walk over to the Shedd Aquarium, and then we'll leave there, go back to the hotel, and then go do the baseball game. Well, day before it was 66 degrees, right? The next day is 39 degrees with a 21-mile-an-hour wind blowing in off the lake.
Oh, man.
An east-northeast wind. And it felt like, I think it was like 29 degrees or something like that. And of course, like, I'm freaking freezing. I did take a pair of jeans or whatever, but all I took was a sweatshirt. I don't own a coat. We don't need really coats down here. Like, so I didn't take a coat or anything like that. So I didn't have a coat, didn't have any gloves, didn't take a toboggan or a beanie or knit cap or whatever you want to call it. You know, do the Shedd Aquarium. We go to the Cubs game. Well, we go back to the hotel, and me and Ashley are like, hey, well, let's go over to Kuma's Corner and eat dinner first. Probably one of the best decisions we've made the entire time. We get there, dude. I got this burger, and I think it was called the Sovereign.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's a beef patty with two chicken strips on it, two blackened chicken strips, waffle pieces, I think it's like actual like maple syrup. And then I think it was like a chipotle mayo or whatever.
What?
Which sounds all sorts of weird, but dude, it was so freaking good.
No, I could see that working with the sweet and the spicy and the...
Yeah. I think it had like a pepper jack cheese or something like that on it.
No, wait, waffle... What?
Like waffles. Like there was like pieces of waffles on it. So it was like a chicken and waffles with a burger type thing.
And a bun.
Yeah.
And what kind of bun?
Pretzel bun.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was really good. Yeah, it was really all their burgers come on that pretzel bun, man. And it's like, dude, it was so good.
What kind of insanity is that?
I don't know, but it was definitely good witchery. Like,
was it a huge burger? It had to be God, with all that on it.
Dude, it was probably like a good like freaking 4 or 5 inches tall. Oh like gosh. I had to like take it. I cut it in half and then I had to take it and like smash it.
Yeah.
And so that way I could fit it in my mouth. Dude, it was so, God. And the fried pickles, like we were starving because like we went and ate breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. And we sit down that morning and I had bacon and eggs and toast. Mm-hmm. And I think Ashley got like some pancakes or maybe some French toast. And I think Marianne had like parfait or like, you know, like a oatmeal and yogurt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all are going to get hungry. And they're like, oh, no, we'll be fine. I was like, you're going to want some protein, man, because I'm not stopping for lunch. We're on a time schedule today, dude. We got stuff we got to see. We got stuff we got to do. And blah, blah, like, we got to be done with the field and the Shedd Aquarium by 5 so we can get back to the hotel, get, you know, kind of warmed up, go to get dinner, and then go to the game because the game started at 7.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, of course, like, I guess about, like, 1 or 2 o'clock, they start going, like, I'm hungry. I'm like, I'm fine, dude. I'm good. Like, I had bacon and eggs. I've got that protein running. I'm good.
Should listen.
Yeah, right?
You got to listen to Dave.
So, like, whenever we get to Kuma's, me and Ash, we were both, like, starving at this point in time. So, we get to Kuma's and had, like, some fried pickles along with those burgers, dude. And it was just, oh, geez. Now,
fried pickle can be hit or miss.
Yeah. They did it right. Oh,
and
dude.
And then whatever they give you to dip it in, that's also a
yeah. And that was a chipotle mayo also, I think. Yeah. Yeah, so it was good, dude. Really, really good. Oh. Yeah, it was awesome.
I was really sad. I was telling my wife this. You know, Dave's up at Celebration, and I know he's having a great time experiencing the Star Wars fandom and all the creativity and all that cool stuff to see. But all I really want to know is what he's eating. What's wrong with me? That's really what I want to know. Because while I'm here eating my bologna sandwich, I want to know what is he partaking in, you know?
Oh, dude, it was so good. Because first night we had Giordano's. I love Giordano's. That's my favorite.
What kind do you get when you go to
Giordano's? I just go straight. Well, if it's me by myself, I do pepperoni and green olive. I love green olives on my pizza. I like the saltiness that it adds to it. Freaking beautiful. Since we could all like agree on pepperoni, we just did a large pepperoni deep dish that first night and just destroyed it, dude. It was so good. Of course, took some back to the hotel with us, and we didn't have a refrigeration unit because that Sheraton that we stayed in was like the cheapest piece of crap I think I've ever stayed in my entire life. Sorry, it was expensive, but they didn't want to give you anything. They wanted to charge you for internet unless you're a Bonvoy member. And it was like $14.99 a day for internet, even though on their website it says free Wi-Fi. Go figure. I don't know. I don't get it.
That's probably something they did just because of, like, when conventions come in, they probably change it.
I wouldn't doubt it. Something like that. And also, there was no refrigeration, even though there's a refrigerator in the room, but it was their little wet bar thing or whatever. And so there's no refrigeration in the room. So the next day, I'm sitting there eating a piece of pizza, and Ashley's like, I'm not going to touch that. And I was like, dude, yeah. Have you not ever been a bachelor before? Like,
yeah. See, I grew up, I just didn't care.
Yeah. Well, it's the same here.
Like, we have a cousin, his mom is a nurse, and is a nurse, and I'd be spending the night over their house, and they have a pizza box sitting out, and I'd go grab a piece of pizza out of the box the next morning. He's like, oh, you're going to get salmonella. Don't eat that. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's there. It's pizza. I'm gonna eat. I never got sick from it. And well, it's probably giving bad advice. I'm probably sure you can, but
dude, I'm sure you can, but I've never had. Dude, I couldn't tell you how many pizzas I've eaten that have set out overnight and I have not gotten sick or died from it yet.
Yeah. Think about what our ancestors ate.
The
hunter gatherers. You think they would have cared if a piece of pizza was sitting out all night on the counter in a box and clothes? No. I don't think they'd care.
They wouldn't have cared at all. They would have been like, this has been in a box. This should be good.
I'll eat the box.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
I'll take that too. That's a fire starter. And it can fill my stomach when I'm starving to death.
Yeah, exactly.
I eat tree bark for crying out loud if I have to.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so
the experience of Kuma's was amazing. Then Kuma's, you had the Giordano's.
Giordano's, had the Kuma's. Those were both like, had Kuma's twice, man. I went over there one day by myself because I think Ashley had met a buddy of his from there in Chicago. And then Marianne was going out, I think, with the Mercs or whatever, because she's a Mando Merc. It's one of the costume clubs. And so she was going out with them. And so I was like kind of, you know, flying solo, which I'm, dude, I'll be honest. A lot of the times, I'd rather fly solo. A lot of the times, I this way I don't have to ask, hey, what are you guys hungry for? When do you want to go eat? You need
some alone time to just kind of.
Yeah.
And but it says a lot that of all the places you could have gone, you went back to that one.
I went back to Kuma's and I had their burger that's called the Hate Beak, which is a buffalo chicken sandwich that was freaking amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was again on the pretzel roll thing or whatever. But I sat at the bar this time. I was just like, I'm not going to get a table just to myself, bar. Dude. That bar was so sick. Like, it was the only open spot. And, like, I have this thing with bears. Mm-hmm. Like, bears are, like, my favorite freaking animal. Right? And so it was, like, the only open spot at the bar. I just walk up and sit down, and it's, like, right in front of this big, awesome bear mural type thing that's on the bar. And it was actually more than that picture that I sent you, because the picture I sent you was just the bear kind of, like, stained into the wood. Mm-hmm. Well, onto the side of it, there was, like, I guess it was like, I wouldn't say different pictures of the bear and decomposing or whatever, but like the center one was that face. And then on the side of it was like two bears and mid roars. And then the other sides of those was two bears and mid roar, but they were just like the bear skulls.
Huh.
It was like super metal, dude. I was like, yes, this is awesome. And of course, like the spot next to me had like a goat with like a pentagram cutting into its head with like blood coming out. And so I was like,
yeah, that's where I would have said.
Right? I was like, this place is so freaking metal. Like it was a really cool joint, dude. Like
what kind of music they got playing?
Oh, dude, I heard a Monomarth in there. So I was like,
okay,
I was,
it's like your heaven.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
When you die, that's where we're going to have your wake.
We're going to have to take my ashes to Kuma's Corner and, like, you know, have a beer and a burger and just take my ashes around to these cool places and stuff like that and be like, it's day's final day out, whatever, yeah.
But, wow.
But then proceeded to, like I said, go to the coldest baseball game ever. Again, it was, you know, nighttime in Chicago. We stayed maybe like 3 innings.
I
just couldn't do it, dude. I was so cold. It was stupid. Like, because, like I said, it's 21-mile-an-hour wind, and it was blowing, like, right in our face. We were there on the first baseline at Wrigley Field. It was cool. I can at least say I went to a game at Wrigley Field. I didn't stay there very long, but I went, dadgummit. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the next day was starting celebration anyway. So it was like, let's go back to the hotel, get kind of a decent night's rest and all, like, this type of stuff, and just kind of, like, do whatever we need to do to get ready for the next day or whatever. So, and then Thursday kicked off celebration, which was... interesting. You know, security was
intense.
Security was intense, but not as strong as what it was, I think, on like Saturday. Cause on Friday afternoon, they actually found two people with guns on the show floor. Ooh. Yeah.
On the show floor.
They
got through.
So they got through security and somehow got through with guns. But of course, they got like bomb sniffing dogs and stuff like that all over the place and stuff. And
good God.
Well, and this is what gets me. So I've got. I loved Celebration. I had an awesome, good time at Celebration. Mm-hmm. I get upset with Reed Pop because they try to go the cheapest way out. Reed Pop also does C2E2. They mm-hmm. do New York Comic Con and all like this type of stuff. And I don't know if New York Comic Con and C2E2 have these issues as well, but for some reason they decided to have Celebration in the West expansion of the McCormick Center. Now, I wasn't aware of this until a couple of days later, but the West expansion of McCormick Center is a small building, whereas mm-hmm. the other building is the big one where they have C2E2.
Yeah.
Now, you have about the same attendance. There's like 80 to 100,000 people attending Celebration. I haven't heard what the actual like attendance number was, but it's somewhere in that range. And then you do it in the smaller side of the building. So the show floor was actually about 3/4 of the size of what it was. Well, it's about 3/4 of the size of what it usually is. Like Sideshow wasn't there. There was Mattel wasn't there selling their Hot Wheels or anything like that. There was like big name vendors just completely totally missing.
Really,
they had major issues with this lottery thing. Like I had a 5-day pass,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I paid $200 for that 5-day pass, and I signed up for these stupid ass lotteries that they made everybody sign up for because they didn't want you. Which is a cool idea, mm-hmm. keeps people from having to go camp out overnight and all like this good stuff for whatever things. Well, the problem is like Myself, I spent $200 for this 5-day pass. I won one lottery, and that was to the Galaxy's Edge panel, and that was it.
That's it.
That's it.
None of the, like, you didn't get to go to the ones that Ashley and Marianne went to.
No. Well, me, Ashley, and Marianne got to go to Galaxy's Edge. That was the only one that we all got picked for. Mm-hmm. Marianne got to go to the Mandalorian because she's a Mandalorian merc, and they actually invited all the Mandalorians to go to that panel. Like, they had a special section set aside just for them.
Okay.
So that was cool. That was really awesome that they did that. But other than that, it was just like your SOL. Whereas the new people that actually had bought one-day passes, and they got picked for not one, but four, not panels, but Hasbro lotteries for the one vendor. And I couldn't even win one.
Wow.
And then they're like, oh, well, I need, you know, can you go pick this up for me? It's like, well, I'll pick it up for you, but do I get to keep one? Well, no. Guess what? I'm not going to stand in line for you then.
No.
You know, sorry about that. That's just not how that works. So, like, the lottery system was screwed up, and it really pisses me off because you have people like myself who spent the $200 for the 5-day pass, and then you have somebody that's spending $70 for a 1-day pass, and yet they're winning more panels and things like that in the lottery than what I am.
Well, give them feedback, because this is the first year they've done it. It has to be like a glitch, just because it's untried.
Oh, they got lots of feedback, I can guarantee you that. Yeah, because everybody was complaining about that, dude. It was insane. It was just ridiculous. Not only that, they had this app that you could use to get into the show store, which didn't work. Didn't work from day one. I did get into the show store and stuff like that. Like, I waited to go Friday to go into the show store because, like, on Thursday, the show store, like, it kind of snaked. The line inside the little show store snaked, and then it came all the way out. It snaked back, like, back and forth, like, I'd say, like, 6 to 8 times. And it's not like, I'm talking, like, it's a big room that the show store is in, so this line is long.
Yeah.
Snaking back and forth 6 to 8 times already in there. And then it came all the way out and, like, down. Like, it's insane. The line to get into the show store on Friday or on Thursday, I think, was like 8 hours or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's, it was just stupid.
Store.
That's just to go in and buy your celebration gear and stuff like that. So they kind of got that kind of fixed a little bit where they just said, devil with it, shut it down. And so Friday morning, I went and got my John Morton, who played Dak Raltier and Empire Strikes Back. Got him to sign my poster. Left from there, went to stop by Hasbro to see if I could get the exclusive. And they're like, nope, sorry, we can't sell them to you unless you have a lottery winning. And I was like, well, when can I buy them? And they're like, well, Sunday or Monday, and that's it.
Wow.
Which is stupid. Yeah. Stupid, because there was no line. I'm up here going to give you money, but you're not going to take my money because I wasn't a lottery winner. So it's like, what the devil, dude? So anyways, leave from there, go to the show store. The show store line didn't take me any time to get through. I was in there, like, we walk up, and they're like, it's going to be like an hour and a half. Didn't take me that long at all. It took me maybe 45 minutes, which was cool, because I met two really cool dudes that I wish I could have taken the recorder in, because, like, I had a great time talking to these guys, but the day before, they thought I was trying to sneak in a stun gun.
Yeah.
But yet, somebody actually got through with real weapons on Friday. So it just like makes no sense, dude. It's just like a big cluster, like a giant cluster. But the show store was really, really cool. I got some really neat stuff in there. As you can see, I got my
talk a little bit about what you picked up here. You said you were getting that, and you're describing it. I thought it was gonna be like a little tiny.
No, it's a big old thing.
That thing is huge.
It's 45 ounces, man. The Rancor Tiki, and then it's got a cool little Luke Skywalker Tiki, like, shot glass that fits in his hand.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, I'm guessing this is a... in what way would you use the shot glass in company with the...
I don't know. That's a good question. I would actually be afraid to, like, drop it down in there because it's just, like...
Yeah, it's not going to stay.
No, it's not going to stay.
It's for display.
Yeah, just set that on the ground there, because it won't... If he's laid over like that, I'm afraid to stand him up because there's so many cables here. That if he sits up like that, well, he might sit up like that. Yeah, that's pretty stable. We'll just go ahead and sit
there. If it breaks, it's not my fault.
Yeah, I know, and I'm the one that's saying it'll stand up. We're all right. We'll just leave that right there. So anyways, yeah, I would be afraid to try to, like, do, like, any sort of drinks where you drop the shot glass down in there or anything like that. Yeah, that's not making me comfortable.
No, I'm very nervous. I'm very nervous here.
Yeah, dude, that thing alone was, like, $60.
Yeah, but that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so I got that in there. I got this really neat Boba Fett pin. The bad thing about that Boba Fett pin, the bad thing about that Boba Fett pin, you had to spend over $150 to be able to buy it.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can tell I spent quite a bit of money, like, in the show store. So I got that. I just buy, like, stupid stuff, man, because I'm like, that's neat. One of my favorite things that I got, it's so stupid. Hold on. One of my favorite things that I got is this right here.
What? Corellian Engineering Multi-Purpose Bonding Strips.
It's duct tape.
It's duct tape.
It's Millennium Falcon duct tape.
That's pretty awesome, though. Right, dude? Well, why not?
Yeah. I mean,
oh. Yeah. What are the odds of finding that ever again?
Yeah, exactly. And it's you know, I don't know if I'll ever actually open it up just because the package even says, like, Star Wars Celebration Chicago 2019.
Yeah, you can't open that up. That's like,
it's got the little print of, like, the Millennium Falcon on the side, on the tape, actually.
That reminds me, growing up, every piece of equipment had baling wire on it to hold it together, because that was the old,
this is Southern Engineering, man.
Yeah, man, you something breaks, you get some barbed wire and keep going.
Yeah.
Or baling wire.
Get some baling wire, wrap it around it, wrap it up with some duct tape to make sure it also holds, and there you go. A few more things. These are just, like, the little bitty kitschy things that I buy. I did get these pins just because I like them. And it's Wedge Antilles, Luke Skywalker, and Admiral Ackbar, just because.
Well, heck yeah.
I don't even know why I bought pins. I've got, as you can see, a little bit of a pin collection.
Oh, yeah.
Not much, but I do have a little bit of a pin collection. And I got this one just because it's Chewbacca and the lanyard.
Oh, yeah.
It's Chewbacca.
Well, you got a pretty good pin collection just from this one trip, then.
Yeah, I know, right?
What you've got.
Yeah, and so that was like a Chewbacca
lanyard. Lando over here already waiting to see his buddies.
Yeah, that one I think I got from Celebration Anaheim. And then the other one over there is actually Celebration Anaheim also, the orange one, the one with X-Wing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are actually Celebration Anaheim. And then, of course, anytime I go to Celebration, I always have to, this fell on the floor earlier, and so it, like, jacked it all up. But I get the commemorative program just because.
Just because. Like,
I don't hardly ever look through these things, but I always get them. I've got a collection of them. I think I've missed one of them, mm-hmm. and that was the Celebration Anaheim, because I couldn't get into the Blasted Celebration Anaheim store. I could go back and probably buy it off eBay if I wanted to and backfill, but it is what it is. I got it. It's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So these were not purchased in the Celebration store. Other than that, I got a bunch of t-shirts and stuff like that. Like, I freaking totally, like, replenished my Star Wars t-shirts. I've got one of them on right now, actually.
Sweet one, yeah.
Yeah, my Mandalorian t-shirt.
Yeah.
So, that night, what was that? That was Thursday night, the first night,
mm-hmm.
was also the night of the Costume Club Bash, which they did it at the
Field Museum.
The Science and History. Science an industry museum. There we go. Yeah. The place with the U-boat in it and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sucks because, like, at this point in time, like, I had stress fracture in my foot, and Friday is the day that I stood in lines. Thursday, what'd I do on Thursday? Because I stood in a lot of lines. Oh, I picked up art. I did a lot of line standing on Thursday, so I did Thursday and Friday, did basically all my line standing on Thursday and Friday, did a partial day on Saturday. Sunday was really just kind of like looking around and stuff like that. Had the emotional crap happen on Sunday. And then Monday was like the really, like, got to see everything. But I was still like, I was out of there by like 3:00 because I was so tired on Monday.
I bet you were just exhausted. Plus, like you said, with your foot.
Yeah, with my foot, with the crap that happened in the personal life and all, like, this type of stuff. Because it was like... I'm not going to get into it on the show because maybe later at a later time, but right now I can't get into that.
No.
But that Thursday night we had the bash, and of course this was the pass to get into it, which is really cool. Oh. It's kind of like a really neat Art Deco type.
See, I like that design. Better than the pass for the actual celebration. That
right,
you
dude? Yeah. Isn't that cool? They had the night at Canto Bight. Or whatever. So you can go in there, you can gamble and all, like, this type of stuff. So you got your pass with the lanyard. And then you also gave you this. Open up your hand here.
Oh.
It's a collection of poker chips, aren't man.
Those beautiful.
They are, dude, and the artwork on them is actually like pretty good. So they're all like the different clubs. If you flip them over to the other side, it actually
Droid Builders.
Yeah, the Droid Builders is blue. The purple one is
Can't make that out.
Let me see it. Oh. The purple one.
The red one
is the Galactic Academy.
Mandalorian Mercs.
Yeah, the red one's the Mandalorian Mercs. The purple one's the Galactic Academy, so that's like the kids part or whatever.
501st.
Yeah, the black's the 501st. The orange is the Rebel Legion.
Nice.
The gray is, I'm not sure what the gray is.
It is Celebration Chicago. No. No, yeah, it's the Dark Empire.
Oh, okay, so that's like the Sith and stuff like that. I think the
and
yellow
then
one's
the,
gonna be like the
Saber Guild.
Yeah.
What's it take to get into one of those? Like, your friend is a Mandalorian Merc.
She's a Mandalorian Merc. She's also in the Rebel Legion, and she's also in the 501st.
Wow.
She built a, she did a Jawa, and so the Jawa is accepted by the 501st and the Rebel Legion, so she was able to get in two different clothes with one costume. And so she also did her Merc costume, and so she's gotten the Mercs or whatever. And it just, like, I do know that the 501st has some really stringent guidelines, and I think so does the Rebel Legion and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I tend to dig the Mando Mercs a little bit more because you can be a little bit more creative. Like, you're not required to use, like, this color pattern or this type of design from the fabric.
Well, if you're a
501st,
you're a stormtrooper, and that means you've got to...
Yeah, but even, like, the Imperial costumes, like the Imperial officers and things like that, they're regulated to, like, this, like, you're... fabric has to have this type of pattern or whatever. If you're doing like, you know, like, so you've got to find these special dealers that sell this type of fabric with this type of pattern so that we can make this type of costume, and your stitches have to be this big, and they have to be this color, and they have to have this, and then this, and this has to be screen accurate. They're screen accurate costumes. But that's also the reason why Lucasfilm and them use people like the 501st and even the Rebel Legion and stuff like that for extras on shooting because they've already got their costumes.
Yeah.
You know, they use some of the 501st guys in the Mandalorian, man. Yeah. So it was definitely cool. Like that 501st bash was really awesome. Of course, like I said, I think that was Thursday night. My days kind of run together. Pretty sure it was Thursday. It's either Thursday or Friday, but I'm almost positive it was Thursday, the beginning of the convention. Well, anyways, we were at the convention to like 7. The bash started at 8, so we basically got on the bus because they were running shuttle buses. That's another complaint. The other conventions I've been to in like Anaheim and Orlando, they would just run the buses all day long, like to and from. Like, you could get on the bus and go to or from at any point in time. Chicago, from like starting at 6 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you could only go to the convention center.
Wow.
They wouldn't let you get back on it to go back to your hotel. You can only go to the convention center.
Hmm.
Now, from 2 to 5, the buses were shut down. And then from 5 till, like, I think they were running till like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, you could go from the convention center back to your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So all that did was cause major lines.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you went to go to leave. Like, it was insane, dude. It was crazy.
That sounds like a big
hit. Yeah, because they were doing the buses like every 30 minutes. So they might have three different buses to route 3, but there's, you know, like I said, 80 to 100,000 people at the convention.
Yep.
How many people are actually taking an Uber or taxis and stuff like that? I'm not really sure, but a whole ton of people were taking those freaking buses. I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it was insane, man. It was definitely insane. But like I said, it was, you know, it was the first time in Chicago. It was in the small building. I hope Reed Pop maybe learned a little bit of a lesson from it with trying to do a little bit of technology and stuff like that. But overall, it was a good convention. I enjoyed it. I had fun. It had its issues, but, you know.
What's the coolest thing you just saw out of that this surprised you coming across it or some of the things?
I would say the prices that the dealers were charging on their vintage figures.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. I didn't get a vintage figure while I was there.
Really?
The prices were insane. And I will come out and tell everybody, don't shop at Goodwill. Don't take your stuff to Goodwill to donate or anything like that. Goodwill had a booth at Celebration, by the way, selling Star Wars stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like I was talking to a vendor that Friday as we were standing in line to get into the Celebration store, who is telling me that he spent $6,000 to get his booth there. Of course, that was like one of the smaller booths.
Yeah.
Goodwill had a pretty good sized booth. So their booth was probably $8,000 to $12,000. Wow. You know? So it's just one of those things where it's like, why take, I don't know. I'm not going to get on a high horse and be like,
no. But like, I know where you're going. It's like, you're,
take it to your local thrift shops, stuff like that. That's actually going to help people instead of get all the Star Wars stuff, take it to a convention and try to make a huge profit off it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that just kind of aggravates me. You're there supposed to be helping people out in a bad situation, but yet you're going to try to make a not-for-profit organization is going to try to make the biggest profit that they possibly can off of it or whatever, you know. So, but anyways, like I said, I digress. Let's get back to more celebration here.
But you walked through the Millennium Falcon, which was pretty cool.
I did walk through the Millennium Falcon. That was pretty awesome.
See, when you send the pictures and videos and stuff, it looked like there's really open space, not many people.
Oh, yeah.
Almost a lot of the pictures are, like, really spacious.
Yeah, well, and that's because we were doing it at the right times.
Oh, okay.
Like, we were hitting those things whenever, like, the major panels were going on.
Smart.
Because it's like, okay, let's go get in this line now, because now we're not going to have to wait 3 hours for this. We're going to have to wait, like, 45 minutes to an hour, but we're still going to have to wait in line or whatever. And it's so funny, man, because, like, people will try to line cut you at any point in time. Like, they'll try to, like, the last day I was there, whenever I got my Hasbro exclusives, had a dude come up and was just trying to talk to me and stuff like that. But yet I'm noticing that he keeps trying to inch in front of me and inch in front of me and stuff like that. And he's trying to cut me, and not only me, but the girl in front of me off. And he was a scalper. You could tell by talking to him. He wasn't a real fan or anything like that. Like, he's like pronouncing names wrongs and trying to tell you these sob stories and all like this. And it's like, dude, I'm not buying it. Like, I'm not getting it. I'm getting my limit, which is one of each figure, and that's it. No, I'm not going to give you my extra Darth Maul.
No.
Like, sorry, dude. No. Like, I'm a collector also. I don't give a crap what sob story you tell me. I'm keeping mine.
Yeah, he's trying to take advantage of people and then go make a fortune.
Oh, yeah, because they're selling for like $150 to $300 on eBay and stuff like that. I don't abide scalpers, man. I can't do it. Like, if I got a figure that you need, I might charge you a premium for it because I had to stand in line for it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm not going to charge you through the moon for it just because it's like that sought after or whatever. And so I got my, and it's so stupid. I know so many people like throw a fit about this, but like basically got my figures. I had them in my hand for like 10 minutes and I walked over to the AFA booth and dropped them off to be graded.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had no way of getting them home without getting them wrecked. Same thing with my Celebration Luke's up there. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I had no way of getting those home without getting them wrecked.
No.
So, I basically just go to the AFA, and they were smart. AFA was really smart, because here's the Hasbro booth, here's the AFA booth. Or whoever it was that planned out the layout. So I walked out of the Hasbro booth, sat there, looked at them, was like, man, these are beautiful, this is awesome. How am I going to get them home? And walk over to AFA, ask them if they had any more of the protectors. They're like, no, we sold out on like the second day. It's like, well, why the hell didn't you bring more? Like, you know, but drop them off to be graded, which, you know, costs an arm and a leg. But
what figure? What?
It's a Darth Maul and an Obi-Wan from Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
And it's like their 20th anniversary thing. And I don't have a card here to kind of show you. And it's going to be 3 months before those get in, because I wouldn't pay for, like, because you can do, like, the faster.
Expedited, yeah.
Yeah, you can do the faster, and, like, even just the 3 months was, like, $44 a figure. So I was like, yeah, it was like $100+ just to get them both graded. Yeah. But they're going to come just like those two up there in, like, the plexiglass cases. Mm-hmm. They're sealed. They're not going to get wrecked or whatever and all, like, this type of stuff. So
you hand them the figure and they just chunk it back in the back.
Dude, I was like, just like throw them over their shoulder. Got it. I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was actually with like, she like got them and like, it's kind of scared me a little bit, because she's like being a little bit rough with like the bubble and stuff like that. She's like feeling around it. She's like, oh, you got a couple of good ones. I was like, okay, well, just kind of be careful with that, because I don't want you to screw up the bubble while you're feeling for creases and stuff, man. Like, calm down just a little bit. Like, we're good.
Oh, this one's perfect.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that. But yeah, man, I did get some really cool stuff. Like, and I will say, it's kind of ridiculous, but some of my favorite things that I got while at the show, can't even really tell. It's all around the room in here right now.
Really?
Yeah. It's figure stands.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I bought so many figure stands, and this dude was selling these. He had like, and then like, the vintage figures over there next to you, they've got them on also.
Nice.
So they're all on figure stands now. So
well, that's a big deal, though.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, very big deal. So yesterday, whenever I sent y'all the picture that I found Lando's helmet,
mm-hmm.
that's what I was doing in here yesterday, is I was taking every one of these dudes off their perch, putting a little figure stand on them, and then putting them back up on their perch. So they've nice. All got figure stands now.
A little bit more secure.
Yeah.
They're not going to topple over and land on me.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The shelf.
Like, I can sit here and do that.
Gosh.
And look, they're all standing still. Like, used to, you'd barely bump that, and you'd have, like, 10 of them just... But, now, not all of them, not all the Black Series have got figure stands on them. But a lot of them do now, and I really dig these. Because, like, for some reason, Hasbro hasn't made their peg holes uniform on the 6-inch Black Series figures. Hmm. Leia back here, of course, she's got really tiny feet. Got really, really tiny peg holes, and I couldn't get one of the figure stands to fit her. But, like, General Veers compared to, like, Luke Skywalker over here, they had, like, two different size peg holes in their feet.
Huh.
And so these figure stands, and I'll just grab General Veers here. Like, he's got this foot over here in the peg, right?
Yeah.
But there's still two other different sizes of pegs right here on these.
Hmm.
And these were Ian's, I-A-I-A-N-S, or I-A-I-N-S. Ian's figure stands. I have his card. I was going to give him a free plug because, dude, I love these. Like, I love these stands. These are amazing.
Nice.
I know he's got I know he's got an eBay store. You can go by his eBay store, and I'm pretty sure it's Ian's figure stands. I-A-I-N-S figure stands or action figure accessories or something like that. But he doesn't just sell those. He's got, like, really cool acrylic stands for a lot of the vintage vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even some of the modern vehicles also.
Really?
Because I was going to get a stand for my snowspeeder down here, my vintage snowspeeder. And I was going to get it the first day whenever I came across them. It was on Thursday. And they were $22. And I was like, oh, crap, I need to get that. Oh, crap, I'm out of cash.
Yeah.
Biggest mistake ever, because like after that we come back the next day on Friday and he's already sold out of the snowspeeder figure. The snowspeeder stands is like son of a gun, and of course I think he makes them for the Amazon exclusive Slave One, which is a big Slave One, mm-hmm. big Boba Fett ship, and went back there a few days later, was getting these figure stands and asked him about that. He's like, yeah, I make those also. And I was like, oh, cool, can I get one? Oh, well, I sold out of those also. No. It's like the dude was selling out of everything.
He had a good experience.
Oh, yeah, dude. He probably made a killing because, like, but yeah, man, like I said, it's so stupid that these figure stands are probably, like, my favorite purchase there. But that's just because, like, they're so stable now. Like, I don't have to worry about it. I won't say all of them. Like, I didn't like the smaller figures like Yoda and Snaggletooth and the Ugnaught and, like, the Gamorrean Guard and Malakili and stuff like that. The bigger figures that have, like, the more of a surface area to stand, or, like, the smaller guys who don't really need it because they're not all that top heavy.
Yeah.
I don't have figure stands on them. But, like, everything else that's, like, regular, like, you know, Han or Chewbacca or the Sand Person or Vader or whatever, like, those have all got figure stands. So.
Well, I found something for you that I bet you didn't see at Celebration.
Uh-oh, what's that?
And I meant to have this for you the last time when you came over to the Casa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went and got this. I saw this in that little, it's like a little antique kind of shop where people just kind of ran out booths and stuff. So when I saw it, I'm like, and I had a lot, it's like you walk by, you see it, and then you step away, and then you look back and like, what the heck is this going on here? And there you had, oh, Jar Jar.
He actually has a place of honor right up
here.
Yeah,
he does.
Next to the Hot Toys Luke, because I love that freaking...
It's a Texas Ranger Jedi.
That's awesome, man.
What the heck?
It's a Master Luke Roy, which was Jonathan Luke Roy, who was...
Bobblehead.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think he plays for the Angels now.
I think he does,
like,
too. I'm not sure. That's cool, man. Thank you.
It's such a weird thing...
Bobble, bobble, bobble. That's awesome. I've actually got the Elvis Landrus Calrissian or something like that. Yeah, Elvis Andrews, but I think they call him Landrus or whatever. He's around down here. I'm not going to try to get to him right now.
Well, you have to put them together then.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, I will for sure. He'll go on the shelf right next to Elvis Landrus.
Even though you have these nice stands, if you try to do it right now from where you're sitting, everything's coming down.
I'm going to wreck everything. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like I said, I cleared out that bottom shelf the other day, so everything got rearranged down there and stuff like that. So, because I had to. It was driving me nuts that my Lando didn't have his helmet.
I bet.
Like, I almost bought a new Lando the other day, the Skiff Guard Lando, just because it had the helmet. And then I saw the price that they were charging there at Celebration. I was like, no, I'm not paying that. There was a blasted Farm Boy Luke. And now Farm Boy Luke, he is kind of pricey. He's the white shorty robe Luke is what people call him also.
Mm-hmm.
And Farm Boy Luke isn't really his actual title. You just call him Farm Boy Luke so everybody knows that you're talking about the white robe mm-hmm. Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
But anyways, I saw one there, and the dude wanted $20 for him, but it looked like it had been like somebody had taken it for like the past 40 years and blown a puff of smoke on it like 20 times a day, and like that's how yellowed, and it wasn't even yellowed, it was just brown. And now I can get that brown out more than likely, but I don't know if it was that dark of staining that I could actually get all that brown out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, I'll give you $10 for it. And he was like, nope, 20. I was like, all right, cool. Whatever,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can't work. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, some of the prices weren't even worth negotiating because you would have been undercutting them so much. But then again, like, if it was really $6,000 for a booth.
Yeah, you got to make it.
You got to make it up. So, I don't know. I got to say, flying on a 787 was pretty awesome. I was actually able to stand up in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I was stood up in the bathroom and had my hands about like, about 6-8 inches above my head
mm-hmm.
and could kind of stretch a little bit.
Doing some jumping jacks.
No, I didn't do anything like that. But like we flew up there. Flew out there, we had main cabin extra. So that means like whenever you enter in the airplane, you've got like, you're coming behind first class. A lot of times you come in front of first class, you have to mm-hmm. walk through first mm-hmm. class to get back to your seats.
Yeah.
With the 787, you enter behind first class. So the people up in first class are already on there and they're in these like awesome little pods that they're sitting in that kind of like one sits facing forward and one sits facing backwards. And they've got like their own, like looks like a 32-inch screen TV with these giant recliners, like the big throne chair that I've gotten there that I just got the other day with these, like, I think they're like over the shoulder, like seatbelt harnesses or whatever. So that way they can stay like reclined in the chair in case of, you know, landing or emergency or whatever. And all like this crazy stuff. Like they're like little desk systems and stuff. Like, it's crazy, dude. Like good insane, Lord. Like super fancy flying first class. Well, you get back into the main cabin extra, and originally on the layout of the flooring of the plane, whenever we picked the seats, it was 3, 3, and 3. Whenever we get on, it was like 2, 3, and 2. Well, mm-hmm. you get back to the seat and it's like this big wide seat. Like I could actually like sit in the seat, and I sent y'all pictures.
Yeah, I griped at you because you've been there all day. I'm like, you've been there an entire day, and all I got is a picture of your feet.
Dude, I was so excited that I actually had room on an airplane that I could actually kind of like kick my feet out, because I wasn't sitting bulkhead, because whenever they redesigned the cabin, like they went from the 3, 3, and 3 to mm-hmm. the 2, 3, and 2.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my buddy Ashley, like, we're both sitting across, like, we've got the aisle between us or whatever. We're still sitting next to one another, but we got the aisle between us. But yet, instead of 3 seats on the side over here with me, now there's 2. And so, like, I could actually, like, kick my feet out. Granted, my feet were up and underneath the seat in front of me, but I could straighten my legs out. I was like, holy crap. And my knees were, like, 8 to 10 inches from the chair in front of me. Well, it wasn't that far, but it was a good, like, 4 inches from the chair in front of me that I could actually like kick my feet out. And like, dude, it was so cool. Like $35 extra. I will always pay that.
Oh yeah.
Except for on the trip home.
Hmm.
Yeah. On the trip home, somehow my flight, my seat got changed.
Oh man.
Even though I paid for the seat upgrade and all like this type of good stuff. That caused me to call American Airlines the next day and threaten to go down to their home offices in Arlington, because I was like, look, dude, I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I don't care. I'll go down to your main offices and I'll talk to somebody about this if you guys don't rectify this. This is a bunch of crap. Like, I pay for the seat upgrade. I paid for the seat upgrade all the way back in October.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, all of a sudden, whenever I go to check in, they're like, oh, sorry, you can't have that seat anymore. Even though I've already paid for it. Even though I booked it probably before that person did.
Yeah.
They
take care of you?
Yeah, well, they gave me a refund. Okay. They even refunded me the trip out there, too. Oh, okay. So I was like, all right, it's kind of...
It's almost worth it.
Almost worth it, but, no. Dude, no. I will take the comfort of having room for not only my butt, but for my legs also. Because being a big dude, and try to fit in those little bitty narrow airplane seats, it's not fun, dude. Not fun at all.
It starts to hurt.
Oh, God, yeah, dude. You can't move. You're stuck. Uh-huh. And like, I will say, like,
were you on an aisle, or were you in the inside, or
no? I was on the aisle. Thank God they kept me on the aisle whenever they moved me. But still, like, I was so angry because at first, like, they had moved me back to 20J or something like that. Like, it was way back in the back of the plane, and I got moved back. It was 20 something or other. But anyways, I was in the middle, like on the aisle. And then they moved me up to 10J, which was the side of the airplane on the aisle. Mm-hmm. So still, it was like where I had the two seats on the fly out there, you now have three seats. So you can only imagine how tiny those freaking seats are with a, mm-hmm. Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, just absurd, uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But all in all, it was a good time.
It was a great time, dude. Had a blast.
Everybody else enjoyed it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ashley and Marianne had fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody had a blast, dude. Like I said, I think Marianne had the more fun of us, all three of us, because she got the extra panel by going to the Mandalorian or whatever. We got to go to the Galaxy's Edge panel. Don't get me wrong. Like, I had a blast going to that thing. It was super cool. And the Wintrust Arena was just right across the street from it. And it, you know, it was got a free T-shirt, Coca-Cola T-shirt. Which was really neat.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because they showed us these Coke bottles. And they're like, can you guess what this is? And I was like, that looks like a Coke bottle. And they're like, it's a Coke bottle. But, like, Coke had been translated in, like, 161 different languages or something.
Oh,
like
God.
Something insane like that. And they're like, this is the first time it's ever been translated in, out of this world, because this was now written in Arabesh, which is the Star Wars, you know, alphabet, mm-hmm. or whatnot.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's really cool. It's actually a really neat looking Coke bottle. Like, I saw that and I was like, I really hope that that's the gift, because all the panels that they were doing, like the people that got into the Episode 9 panel got a beanie. Mm-hmm. The people that got into the Mandalorian panel got a poster. Like, we got a T-shirt. I don't know what the others were, but I think the others got posters and stuff like that or whatever.
Man, that'd be cool when Episode 9 comes out if they were actually to market Coca-Cola with that on,
Dude, it would be amazing. I know that those bottles are going to actually be sold in Galaxy's Edge in the Star Wars land or whatever. But, like, I was like, I want the bottle, like, more than the T-shirt. The bottle was freaking cool, man, especially because, like, it's Celebration. I was like, I really want something to drink, too. Dude, that's what I forgot. Oh, crap. I'm going to press pause real fast.
Pause.
I'll be right back.
Pause.
And we're back. So, another one of the coolest things I bought this weekend was this mug, right?
Uh-huh.
Cool Luke Skywalker mug, and it's just the key art. I've actually got a T-shirt with this picture on it.
It's got Luke there.
Yeah, it's Jedi Luke from Return of the Jedi, but he's sans the glove. He's in the black robe. Looks like he's on Jabba's cell barge, actually.
Mm-hmm.
On the back side of it says, Chicago 2019 Star Wars Celebration. It's a black mug, blue handle, blue lid, right? Problem was, mug was $22,
mm-hmm.
right? It's probably like, let's see if it says. It doesn't say how much it holds. Anyways, it's maybe... holds like 12, 16 ounces.
12 to 16, I'd guess.
Right? Mug was $22, but you buy the mug and you fill it up and it's free refills.
Oh, heck yeah.
So I got this on Friday or Saturday, and then you take it to the convention center with you every day, and they had like just soda fountains spread out throughout the building that you could just go up and get drinks out of. Really? Like, it was freaking awesome, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of times I was drinking water or lemonade, but there's, like, two soda fountains, kind of, like, in this, like, middle, like, no man's land layer of the western expansion of McCormick Place that had Dr. Pepper. Oh, and, dude, it was like, I would go down there and just stand in front of that thing, just like, oh, because, like, you know how hard it is to find Dr. Pepper in Chicago?
That's one of the first things you had to stop and get, right?
Dude, I'm not even kidding. Like, we got home, we dropped off Marianne. Marianne rode with us, dropped her off in Louisville. We were coming back, and Mom and Dad were like, "Are you hungry?" Because they picked me up from the airport. They took me to the airport and picked me up from the airport. They're like, "You hungry?" I was like, "God, yeah, dude. Like, just get me to Whataburger because, A, I just need something to bring me back home, right? I'm home, but I need something to say that I'm home." And I knew that, like, A Whataburger's going to do that from the Whataburger itself, but I can also get my Dr. Pepper and not have to worry about it. And it was so good, dude. So freaking awesome. And then I think, like, later that night, I went to the store and bought a Dr. Pepper and Bluebell ice cream. Because it was just like, it was just great to be able to walk into the store and be like, here's a whole case, like, dedicated to Dr. Pepper. Because even, like, you go into 7-Eleven up there and there's, like, a single row. And it's and a lot of time it was sold out.
Yeah.
And it's like, why don't you add more rows of Dr. Pepper if it's selling out, dude? like, what are you guys doing to me? You're killing me here, Smalls.
Who's running this company?
Right, you sons of bitches. But anyways, another thing, I did make some really good friends up there. Made one friend, Carol. She's really cool. She lives in San Francisco. I won't say her Instagram. I was going to say her Instagram handle or whatever, but made friends with her, and like, she got us into like these panels and stuff like that. She had an ADA bracelet, and she just was like, "Hey, you know, you guys can be like my handlers," or not necessarily handlers, but they have to be escorted or whatever, in case they didn't have any needs or whatever. But like, she was like, "You guys want to go to these panels?" So we're like, "Yeah, sure." Oh, so we got into this, we got to sit second row at this ILM like panel with all these like major creators from ILM up on stage. And it's like, they're right there. Doug Chang is like right over here in the first row, like six seats away. And he's like the major designer of like LucasArts or Lucasfilm and stuff like that. Like, like freaking awesome, man. So anyways, we go to the one ILM panel, and then we go to this another one that was about props and collecting and stuff like that, collecting props. And I got this cool little Star Tots, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
Star Tots is like a discontinued line that wasn't ever like officially started in way back in the Kenner days. It was like a concept, and it just kind of never came through, and I got the Cantina band member from that. So
that's
it was really neat. But this was another thing that they gave out at that 501st Bash. I say the 501st Bash, but it was all the costume clubs. It wasn't just the 501st.
Oh, to go with the chips.
Yeah, to go with the chips. They're freaking cards, dude.
Oh, man.
And they even say Celebration Chicago. It's the same badge art. Same Celebration Chicago.
That's nice.
And they've got the Rebel Alliance, the Mando helmet, the Death Star for the 501st. I'm sure there's other things. Oh, yeah, there's a little droid right there for the droid builders. There's the saber for the Saber Guild. There's another one. I'm pretty sure that the other one's supposed to be for the Dark Empire, but, you know, and then they're just regular.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about the actual card art, you know, but the actual, like, Two of Clubs is just a regular Two of Clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
but
same thing.
That style on the back.
Yeah. But the Queen is, like, I mean, they're really cool, but, yeah, that was all included in with the $125 value of the ticket, which was expensive, but totally worth it whenever you get this, the poker chips, the really neat lanyard that now will go to my collection of lanyards.
Mm-hmm. And you got to go.
Yeah, I got to go. Got to go through the U-boat for free. Got into the museum for free. Could have done a lot more of the other exhibits. There was free food, but it was like little bitty slider burgers. Uh-huh. I had like two slider burgers. Dude, I was starving in this town too, because it was like we didn't have time to
eat. Give me all of them.
Right? Well, right? We didn't have time to eat because we left the convention at 7, got back. She changed clothes. I just went like what I was. I was totally underdressed. There was a few other people in shorts and t-shirts, but I was like maybe one of like three other people there was in shorts and t-shirts. Go back to the museum, and like we're there for like, I think I left at like 10 for 2 hours I was there. I waited in line to get a drink that took like 45 minutes. I was already tired of waiting in line, waiting in line for about another 10 minutes to get food, and the food was good.
Mm-hmm.
There were just, like I said, little bitty slider burgers, but they weren't great. Had a really awesome salad. It's like a wedge salad or whatever, but it was tiny. It was all like tiny, like small, like finger foods, and then like a help yourself macaroni and cheese thing. So everybody's like getting these little bitty burgers, little bitty wedge salad, and like just piling all this macaroni and cheese on their plates and stuff, man. And it's like, oh my goodness, just go. And I want some water. Like, what the hell? Oh my goodness. I didn't drink a lick of alcohol because like I was already having issues with my foot. Like like I said, I've got the stress fracture in my left foot. So I was already having issues with that swelling. So it was like the last thing I wanted to do was exacerbate it and add alcohol on top of that. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, dude. But yeah, it was good times. Made the new friend. I think that was Saturday. So we spent a lot of time. Was that Saturday? I can't remember. My day, like I said, my days ran together so bad. It was either Friday. I think it was Saturday or even Sunday that we went to the ILM panel and stuff like that. I think that was Sunday. And then because Monday was just like the easy day. Went and toured the droid room, which, like, if you ever go to Celebration, you have to go to the droid builder's room. That's, like, the best exhibit always. Like, they always have, like, these, like, the Belgian garrison who built the Millennium Falcon prop. Like, you walk in from, like, the original trilogy era Millennium Falcon, and you go through, like, the tunnel, the hallway, the corridor, or whatever, and it goes to the Solo era, like whenever Lando owned it.
Yeah.
The Solo movie era, Millennium Falcon. They also built like a life-size TIE fighter, a life-size, X-Wing fighter, almost life-size scale of like the bunker of Endor with like a speeder bike in front of it. Like the Belgian garrison, they're just like, they're amazing. They do awesome, huge props. Like it's really cool. But and they also had the tank, the hover tank from Rogue One the Belgian garrison. I'm pretty sure the Belgian garrison had built all these things. They usually have like a giant AT-AT walker that they take, but this one didn't have it. Man, I totally got so sidetracked there whenever I was talking. I can't remember what I was talking about originally.
It's just a lot of memories.
It is, man.
I should up there. You were talking about going to the.
So I was talking about going to the thing. So anyways, go eat, get drinks, kind of spur around the museum a little bit more. And everybody's there is like, you know, it's all a costume club. So everybody there is like either in like these elaborate, like super awesome costumes that they won't wear to the convention because they might be a little bit more risque than what they would wear to the convention center or whatever. Or they're not like 501st approved or whatever. Not saying that a costume has to be 501st approved for you to go troop or costume or something like that at Celebration or whatever. But like if you got a costume that you get from like Ruby's or a Halloween costume, by all means wear it if you want to wear it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that these guys in the 501st and things like that, that a lot of times that they're trooping or they're wearing the costumes at the convention, then they're going to wear their screen accurate costumes or whatever. Like, it's kind of one of those things where, like, you go to a convention and you see a stormtrooper, you're like, another stormtrooper. Yeah, it's like, I've seen 10,000 of those dudes today. It's cool, but, like, you know, whenever I first went to one, I was like, holy crap, there's a stormtrooper. Oh, there's another one. Oh, what the? Like, yeah, it's kind of like second nature now. I was like, yeah, it's a stormtrooper. Like, it's a big deal. Another
stormtrooper.
Another stormtrooper. Like, but,
it's not like when I saw one at a Scarborough Fair last year. I was sitting there, and here comes a stormtrooper. I'm like, that's different.
Right. I'm actually making a trip out there tomorrow, man.
Are you really?
Yeah. It's going to be our, like, we do this, like, in memory type thing every year for a buddy of mine. I think his birthday was, like, April 17th. So we kind of try to go around his birthday and stuff. Yeah. But anyways, so that night, that was the only night that I didn't have something awesome to eat because, like, that did nothing to, like, fill me or whatever.
Oh, God, no.
So, like, I guess it was, like, 10:30 or so. I took an Uber back to the hotel. Get to the hotel, and I was like, I've got to get something. And there was a Target. And this is, like, some of the weirdest things, man. Like, you find, like, there's a Target, like, market type place. I mean, and I won't say just, like, a market. Like, it's just a Target, like, in the bottom of a big building. Like, it's weird, but it's not, like, the full, like, Targets that you see here that's, like, the building all by itself that's, like, a giant mega Target with, like, a full grocery store and then the full, like, Target, like, clothing section and stuff like that. Yeah. But you can go in there and get, like, a clothes basket if you needed one or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then it also had, like, a little market place where you get, like, food. So I went in and got, like, some hummus.
Oh, yeah.
I got some hummus. What did I get that night? I got some hummus and some granola and some bottle, like I think like 3 bottles of water or something like that. Went back to the hotel and just like sat down at the hotel, ate my hummus and drank my water and ate some granola and like woke up the next day and my foot was so freaking pissed off. It was just like, oh, I hate you. And
oh,
like,
God.
Dude, yeah. So, like I said, it was a great trip. Fun. Had the snafus, had the issues, but hopefully Repop gets it all ironed out and figured out and ready for Anaheim or whatever. So even though I wasn't a fan of Anaheim the first time I went there, because the convention center in Anaheim is even smaller than the Western McCormick expansion.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that was the one convention that, like, whenever I went to Anaheim in 2015, like, you'd be walking and you'd get caught in these streams of people. Uh-huh. That it felt like you were like salmon going up the stream, and it's like you would see an aisle, you're like, I need to go down that aisle, but you couldn't get out of the stream of people, like you're just stuck and you're moving. And it's like, it kind of reminds me of those videos that you see of like the train stations in like India and stuff like that, where it shows like the sea of people like waiting to get on the train, and then the train stops and all these people go flooding off, and then it just kind of like surges back in type thing. It was just like crazy, like claustrophobic, like insane. And I'm sure I'll go because it'll be the 40th anniversary of The Empire Strikes Back, which is my favorite movie, and I'm sure they'll have... I've already seen one exclusive that I'm not, well, I don't know if it's going to be exclusive, but it's the 40th anniversary of Boba Fett or of Empire Strikes Back Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on like a special card, and he's going to be designed just like this dude right here. So it's designed like the vintage figure, but it's a 6-inch figure, Series, which is right up my alley, and just going to hit all the feels and make me go crazy till I get one. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and in fact, like this time with the Hasbro, I was like, I'd finally gotten to the point to where I was like, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't.
Right.
You know, because it's Phantom Menace, and I don't have anything against Phantom Menace or the prequels, but like, as you can tell, like 95% of what's in here is all original trilogy.
Yeah. If they really want to hit your pocketbook, go OT.
Oh crap. Hit the microphone. Freaking noob. Oh yeah. And then you saw probably like, I say that the figure stands are some of my favorite things that I bought, but you saw my favorite thing that I bought in the living room.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That Vader.
And it looks like it's bronze.
It looks like it's bronze. It really does. Darth Vader is by Kotobukiya. Kotobukiya is the artifacts statue. They had the artifacts. These guys right here are by Kotobukiya also. These snow troopers. I'll just pick one up real fast.
It's all the little details they capture.
In fact, these guys actually have magnets in their feet. But here you go. You can actually hold that. But they're the same material. It's like a vinyl PVC, like plastic or whatever.
They just popped them right out of the screen.
Yeah, dude. And those are the Artifacts Plus, so they're a little bit shorter. That Vader that I've gotten there, he's probably about, like, what'd you say, about, like, 13 to 17 inches tall or something like that?
Yeah.
But he's the same material, but yet he looks like a freaking bronze statue. And it was the Star Wars Celebration exclusive that Kodo did. And, of course, I saw it, and I couldn't pass up on it. So I got that, and... My box full of goodies came in yesterday that had the bronze Vader, the Rancor, and then one other thing that I'm not going to talk about right now because I bought it as a gift for a friend because she's like crazy about certain things or whatever. And so I was like, I saw that and I had to get it because I was like, okay, that's the only other person I bought anything for because like,
it's not Geodorant, John. I can't say
no.
It's not a box of pizza.
Dude, I so wanted, I was trying to figure out a way that I could get a Giordano's pizza and bring it home so that way we could eat it on 2BT.
No, we're going to chip in one of these days and just order a taste of Chicago.
Let's do it.
Website.
We'll go halvesies on it.
Yeah.
I'm totally game, dude. It'll be awesome. Totally do some hazies on it and just like have our Chicago feast. Do they ship the Garrett's popcorn in that also?
They do. I'm pretty sure I saw the popcorn. A lot of things I didn't know that are specialized for
next time you talk to my dad, talk to him about the Garrett's popcorn because I brought him and my mom.
Got me really interested in that.
Dude. Yeah, it's weird because it's caramel popcorn and cheese popcorn mixed together. They call it the Chicago mix. And you would think about it, and you're like, I don't know how that.
No,
really
that sounds like that sounds good to me,
dude. It's like heaven. It's like heaven, but in popcorn form.
That's something I would do at home, and my wife would look at me and just shake her head and walk out of the room like, "What the hell is wrong with you?"
It's so good, so good. Yeah, And so I got my dad some of the Garrett's Mix popcorn, and I got my mom like this caramel cashew stuff or whatever. Dude, it's so good, but like, oh my God. Yeah. So.
Good times.
Yeah. See, those dudes have magnets in their feet. He just like, the magnet's like actually strong. I went to go set it back down on the base. It's like, bonk. But anyways, I think that's going to do it for us today, man. We're running at like an hour and 18 already. And you've said like 10 words because I've been like just dominating.
More than 10.
Maybe 20.
But we got a, we're going to have to talk. I mean, the trailer, The Mandalorian.
Dude, yeah, we've got
some other things.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was just, my head hurt so bad.
Dude.
After watching the trailer and then watching it another 10 times that day, I'm like, what?
Oh yeah.
What? But dude, no, we're not going to get into it.
The trailer for The Rise of Skywalker looks freaking amazing. Like, I like The Last Jedi. I'm not going to candy coat it. And I know that's a big thing in fandom and stuff like that. I like The Last Jedi. I had fun with it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I don't care. But guess what? Freaking looks like the Rise of Skywalker is going to blow it out of the damn water. And like, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited. Like, and it could just be because it's been so long since we've had a Star Wars movie. Like, I'm so ready for it.
I don't know what it was about it. I can't put it into words. But it in itself was enough for me to carry me through. And I know we're going to get more trailers.
That was
just a teaser.
Oh, yeah. And I did get to see the bootlegged footage of, because I sent y'all one video, right, of Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. Well, so whenever they were doing the live feed, they showed that like sizzle reel thing, like what I sent y'all or whatever, right?
Yeah.
They did that. And then they cut the live feed and they told everybody to stick around. And they showed like the first like 7 to 9 minutes of the first episode of The Mandalorian.
Dang.
And I got to see that footage because somebody bootlegged it and sent it to another friend of mine. And I got to watch it. And I was like, oh my God. Dude, just that first, like I said, it's only like 7 to 9 minutes. But that first 7 to 9 minutes has got me so excited for that show that I have no problem paying Disney either $8 a month just to watch that show.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to watch Stranger Things whenever it comes out, and I'm probably going to cancel Netflix since they're going back up on the prices again.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. Everything I see is just nothing but Netflix shows, and it's like their shows aren't that entertaining to me anymore that I'm going to keep it around. I'll keep Hulu and cut out the commercials on Hulu, pay more on Hulu, and get rid of Netflix.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm stoked. The way it looks, I think what they're going to do with the Mandalorian is he's got one bounty that he's going after this year or this season. And I think that this one season is going to be this one bounty that he's going after.
That's cool.
It's very cool. Cause like the 9 minutes you get to see Carl Weathers and he's like handing you like, dude, it's very, very, very awesome. I'll see if I can get that link. And if I can get that link, then I'll share it with you and Steven. So
heck yeah.
Yeah. It'll be cool. Be cool, but yeah, we got a whole nother show to discuss
content of
trailers and stuff like that, because we just kind of scratched the edge of everything that went on. Like, it was so much fun, and I wish I could have recorded every night, but our hotel room was not set up to where I could even get audio. But not only that, we were so dog tired and stuff going on every day. Like, I wanted to record something, but like get back from the show at like 6, 7 o'clock. Now you got to go eat. And then whenever you get back from eating, it's now 9, 10 o'clock and
decompress and prepare for the next day.
Oh yeah.
I get it.
Oh yeah.
Easily. I understand that.
Yeah, exactly. And
they wouldn't let you take the microphone in cause they thought you were going to tase Mark Hamill he wasn't there, but tase somebody.
Yeah. They thought it was a freaking taser, and yet somebody else got in with a blasted two people got in with actual weapons.
Life is funny.
Oh yeah. So if you like the show, help us grow, go by, rate us, and write a review. Just be kind.
We like 5 stars,
please. Also go by www.nerdylegion.com/audible, sign up at Audible and get your 2 free books. The cool thing is free 2 free books and like a month of membership or whatever.
Yep.
If you don't like the subscription, you don't have to keep it, but you get to keep the books.
Mm-hmm.
You have an I haven't listened to any books in the past like 2 weeks because I've been on vacation. Do you have a suggestion?
I'm still slogging through. I'm not slogging through. Yeah. That makes it sound bad. I'm still in my 54-hour about the Nez Perce and their struggles.
Well, awesome. And then see that Graham Hancock book comes out in like 4 days out. Or something like that, yeah, or whatever.
So get you crazy right there and enjoy that.
It'll be awesome.
I actually watched that YouTube video and I was impressed with it.
I need to watch that.
It's good.
I was meaning because I think Martin sent that while I was in Chicago, and yeah, I was like, I'm gonna have to watch that whenever I get home because I'm not gonna sit there and try to download a video that's like 40 minutes long or something like that without Wi-Fi. I just can't do that. Like,
I'm not gonna. I'll wait to see what the book says. I know. Well, you haven't seen the video. There's 120,000 year date. It's gonna take me a lot of. It's going to take a lot to make me accept that one. I know what the find he's talking about for that. I've read about it, and it's very questionable whether it's actual human
remains.
Not necessarily remains, but we'll talk about it when we get into the book.
Yeah, sounds good. Go by. Rate it. Oh, God, I already did the rate it. I'm flying with that. I'm flying.
Watch Star Wars. Go watch the trailer.
Yeah, go watch the trailers. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at 2btshow@gmail.com. Yes. That's the number 2btshow@gmail.com. Or you can go by Twitter. Twitter's the same thing. It's just at 2btshow. That's at the number 2btshow. I think that's all, man.
We have a Facebook, but I never look
at it. I never even look at it. I get notifications from it all the time saying like your people from Facebook haven't heard it from you. And I'm like, I don't even post that much on my own Facebook. I guess I could go share all the photos that I took at Celebration. I need to do that to our Twitter too. Yeah. I'll go by our Twitter and go post a bunch of photos on there.
Dump a thousand photos.
I will. I'll go do that like probably today or tomorrow or something like that. So if you want to see what I was talking about, I'm going to post a ton of photos. There's going to be a bunch of the droid room because I took a ton of photos in the droid room.
Really cool things.
Yeah, it was good times, man. Like, Celebration is one of those things that you got to experience once if you're a Star Wars fan. You got to do it, man. You got to do it. Because it might turn you into a rabid animal like myself whenever it comes to Star Wars stuff. But, like, that's the reason why I won't miss the Celebration. I love it. It's such a unique experience. Of everybody around you that is also not just like everybody there is a Star Wars fan. So anytime you're in line with somebody, you're in line with a like-minded person. And it doesn't matter what your political views are. It doesn't matter what color your skin is or how tall you are, how fat you are, how ugly you are, how pretty you are. You're all in line because of the same blasted thing. And it's an amazing, beautiful event.
So thanks, George Lucas.
Thank you.
Imagining
them. Yeah, exactly. So, with that being said, I'm David.
I'm Michael.
2BT, signing off. We never did an intro.
Adios.
Yeah.
Too late.
Bio con dias. So it goes.
So it goes.
Terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.